Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we have a headline I did not expect. And the story just like is surprising on the surface, but then it gets stranger because you see here the first headlines: Ye planning Russia trip to meet Putin, perform Sunday service as advisor. And then here, Rolling Stone, a few hours after this article came out, did their own like fact checking on it, and it says Kanye West associates can't agree on whether he's meeting Vladimir Putin. So on Kanye's side of things, you have people being like yes and somebody else saying no, but then there's another like person involved. It's like, yeah, these things are happening. It's a little complicated, so we're going to try to untangle that. And it's just kind of wild, the names that are involved in this and the speculation that this probably will spark among— it'll be curious to see if it does spark what I think it might. I'll get into that in a second, but let's dive into some of the details. So you can see here, Kanye West is looking east to Russia. The artist and entrepreneur, now known as Ye. Every article got to do that, right? Call him Kanye West at first, and then say like now known as Ye or Ye, the artist formerly known as Kanye West, is planning a trip to Moscow later this year to meet with President Vladimir Putin, hold Sunday service performances as his first ever shows in Russia, and expand his business ventures into the country. Associate tells Billboard. Travel plans are currently in the works for spring or summer, depending on Ye's schedule, according to his confidant and strategic advisor, Amir Sudan. Now, if Amir's name sounds familiar, that's because in 2020, Ye posted this picture, Joel Katz and Amir Sudan. This was going on when Ye was in the midst of all of his like contract kerfluffle, where he's tweeting out his contracts and really mad about his contracts. And Joel Katz is one of the, if not the most powerful lawyer in music. So being with Katz is a big deal as Ye's trying to get out of his contract, rework music contracts. And Amir set this up. He did an interview, Ye did, with Billboard, and ended up mentioning that Amir was the one that set this up. And then a week later, Ye tags him in this tweet and says, Amir Sudan made it to Atlanta. And this is the Atlanta warehouse for any of you around in 2020. That remember all of these photos of the Atlanta warehouse. Even, what was it, like 2018, 2019, the Atlanta warehouse as well? And then this is Amir's like Twitter. It's not very active. He hasn't posted anything since 2020, which Sudan is repped by attorney Joel A. Katz, founding chairman of the global media and entertainment practice at Atlanta law firm Greenberg Traurig. So this was record producer and manager Amir Sudan has formed a trio of companies. So just talking about Amir in Billboard. Okay. But that's the last post he had on there. So we don't see like a lot of public facing interaction between the two of them over the last couple of years, but who knows what's going on behind the scenes, right? But it says, who's helping to coordinate the arrangements with attorney Scott Balber. Balber is the managing partner of Herbert Smith Freehills New York office. As far as I'm aware, this is the first time, like this is a new character in the Kanye movie that's going on, and is the law firm's U.S. head of investigations of financial services litigation. Sudan says he and Balber are acting as liaisons between Ye and Balber's clients, Azerbaijani Russian billionaire real estate developer Aras Agalarov and his son Emin Agalarov. Balber declined to comment. Ye's personal and label reps also declined to comment. So you have three people that declined to comment, with Amir being the one to comment. I'm just curious why, like, it seems they have quotes from Amir. It seems that he actively went to Billboard with the story, and I'd be really interested to know, like, why now? Like, why get this out there now? I'm not saying that that's, like, a bad thing. Like, he has nefarious reasons for doing this. I'm just really curious about, like, what the reason was. I don't think it has to be a bad thing. It's just something that I currently don't know. I'm very curious about. Russia is going to be a second home for Ye, says Sudan, who will be spending a lot of time. He will be spending a lot of time there, which is also, like, a huge implication, right? Especially with Ye's four kids in Los Angeles. I guess like Russia to Los Angeles isn't that far of a flight, especially when you have private jets. I mean, is it closer than like Russia to Wyoming or Los Angeles to Wyoming or Los Angeles to New York? Maybe, but it says it's going to be his second home. And then Aras Agalarov, a close associate of Putin. And that name might be familiar to you if you were following politics at all in 2016. It's kind of buried in here, but like the Agalarovs and their role in this Trump Tower meeting was like a huge, huge, huge talking point in 2016, 2017, 2018. And there was a time where it seemed like it might be something, this meeting that led to Trump's impeachment or arrest. And then nothing ended up like really happening with it. As much as it was talked about, as much as like there was proof, but that's America for you, right? Like, the wealthier you are, the less consequences you face for anything, which is just wild. But it says, Agalarov, a close associate of Putin, and as president of the Crocus Group, one of Russia's leading developers, is sometimes referred to as the Trump of Russia because of how often he self-brands his buildings. So I think this is kind of the nucleus of everything. You can see down here, it says Ye is working on new business deals with the Agalarovs, according to Sedan. And while he cannot disclose the details of those discussions, he projected they would increase West's wealth to more than $10 billion. If I was going to like go out on a limb and speculate, we saw that Ye went to Haiti because he's interested in building a city and was meeting with the Haitian president. This was, what, 2020? Because he wanted some land to develop something, and then that never panned out. Then he recently was in Belize, and it seemed like he was doing the same thing. I wonder if going to Belize, the information coming out that he's looking for real estate deals, land to develop. We know he's talked about like Wakanda and wanting to build a city of the future. If Sudan, who clearly has like some kind of connection or friendship or something with Agalarov, was just like, hey, yay, if you're looking for real estate developments, then let me put you in touch with this guy. And I wonder if Ye's kind of looking at it the same way, going back to the Sway interview from 2013, where Ye's like, I need backing. I need one of these brands to like back me and support me. And Sway's like, why? Why don't you just do it yourself? And Ye's like, how, Sway? Like, how do you want me to do it by myself when we're in America and America is ran by these corporations and these brands? And then we see what the byproduct was of the Adidas deal. And then what's going on with Gap and Yeezy, right? Like, how impactful these things have been already in very short supply. Like, you just think of the limited amount of stuff that Gap has sold with Yeezy and how like much it has sold out and been like a benefit to Gap. And yeah, Ye could have sold those things on his own, but it's just the manufacturing, the actual like partnerships that you should have that help with making these things work at scale, like, can't be topped. And starting all of that from scratch is incredibly difficult. So like the Adidas partnership for Ye has made all these shoes and made Ye a billionaire like so quickly, right? Not just like 10 million, not 100 million, not like 500 million, but a billionaire six times over, which is just incredible. But I wonder if he's looking for something similar when it comes to real estate development, right? He's not just going to buy land and start building cities. He needs to collaborate with the Adidas or Gap of real estates and have somebody that's going to partner with him, that's going to support his ideas, that'll let Ye be Ye, but is a support structure for him doing what he's doing the same way that Adidas has been. And, you know, maybe the Crocus Group is that partner that he's been looking for, that can provide him with land, that can provide him with equipment and contracts and contacts and everything that he needs to get going on something like this. And as Sudan's saying, like, this could be something that, you know, increases his wealth almost double from the 6.6 billion to more than 10 billion, which is would be wild. But okay, anyway. So leading land developers, it's sometimes referred to as blah, blah, blah. And then Amen Agalarov worked with Donald Trump to bring the 2013 Miss Universe pageant to Moscow and were in discussions about a Trump Tower development project in the country that failed to materialize. That was also very much talked about in 2016, 17, 18. Later, the Agalarovs helped coordinate the infamous 2016 Trump Tower meeting where senior members of Trump's election campaign met with Russian lawyer Natalia Vizilinskaya. expecting to receive dirt on Hillary Clinton. Yeah, so that was a whole thing. Ye is working on new business deals with the Agalarovs as well, according to Sudan, and while he could not disclose the details of those discussions, see, I just wish they weren't, like, continuously burying. Like, they always put Ye up front. Ye is doing this, which is so declarative when they don't know if he is or isn't. They're just told by Sudan. I really feel like in an article like this, and it's just... it's not to call out Colin. I think this is just how the industry has gone. They're like, no, you ground Ye because that's the most dramatic part. But I think, like, the moral way of describing this is just Sudan says Ye is working on new business deals. And that might seem like a very minor or, like, petty difference to a lot of people. But I think it's, like, a huge thing in terms of the veracity of presentation and how people will come away from this article. If they see Ye is working on new business deals, it feels so... It's unproven at this point, but it sounds so declarative that it is happening rather than positioning it up front as this is what we're told by Sudan, Ye is working on new business deals, which just, like, reminds people up front, anchors them to the fact that this is speculation. And while he could not disclose the details of those discussions, he projected they would increase West wealth to more than $10 billion. Last March, Bloomberg reported Ye was worth $6.6 billion, thanks to his lucrative deals with Adidas and Gap, but Sudan claims that figure was conservative. The Agalarov's Crocus Group is responsible for over 4 million total square meters of developed property in Russia. According to the company's website, and its portfolio of business includes shopping centers, superstores, fashion brands, department stores, boutiques, and much more. Ye also plans to collaborate musically with Emin Agalarov in an effort to raise Emin's profile in the U.S. Emin is a musician trained by the late singer Muslim Magomayev, a beloved Russian artist. I don't know how to say things. Often I'm terrified this whole time that Emin, I keep saying Emin, and it's actually like Amin. It probably is Amin. Sigh. I just... sighed and then said sigh. That's going by Emin. He has released more than a dozen albums since starting his career in 2005. That's pretty prolific, and embarked on numerous international tours. The Sunday Service shows will be Ye's first performances in Russia in his 25-year career. And if this is true, I think that's kind of the biggest win, is that there are plenty of Russian fans of Kanye that have probably expected that they were never going to get to see him in concert or, like, live, and to be able to see him there, whether it's Sunday Service or he performs some, that's a huge opportunity for fans in Russia. So that'd be really exciting. I hope everybody, like, has an opportunity to see Ye in their lifetime. The concerts and the meeting with Putin are something Ye's been wanting to do since he debuted the Sunday Service project in 2019. Is it, like, is that something that, like, Sudan told you, or is that something that you just know and are telling us? Like, that's one of the issues that I have with how, like, articles like this are presented. The Sunday Service performances will likely be held at the Crocus City Hall Theater, which holds more than 7,300 people, or Grand Sports Arena at 81,000 person Luzhniki Olympic Complex, Russia's national stadium where much of the 1980 Olympic Games were held. If we know anything about Ye, if you present him with, hey, Ye, just pick, what do you want? A 7,300 people City Hall Theater or an 81,000 Olympic Complex? Which one do you want to perform at? I think we know which one he's going to pick. Ye plans to invite Putin to attend the gospel performance as a special guest. Does he? Or is that what, like, Amir told you? I know it's redundant to keep saying Amir told us, but it's also, like, falsely presented to say Ye plans to invite, like, it's just too declarative for my taste, and I'm a stickler on things like that. You know, some people might not care as much, but this is one of the things that I do. Like, I am particular about this because I think it makes a difference in perception on a whole. Anyway, Christian faith has played an important cultural role in the regime of Putin, who has positioned himself as a defender of traditional morals and invoked the Russian Orthodox Church in his speeches. That's a broad way of putting it. After waging a culture war against hip-hop and accusing local rappers of poisoning youth culture with immoral lyrics, in 2018 Putin changed his stance on the genre, saying instead it should be controlled. If it is impossible to stop, then we must lead it and direct it, he told cultural advisors at the time, expressing particular concern over songs about illegal drugs, saying it was a path to the degradation of the nation. In November, West actually compared himself to Putin, calling himself Young Putin during an interview on the popular Drink Champ podcast, telling host Nori and DJ AFN, culture is an oil, culture is an energy, and I'm king of culture over the past 20 years and the next 2000. Those two thoughts are not connected, but I thought it was going to do the quote of like the context in which he said Young Putin, and then it did not. But he was saying, he was calling himself Young Putin, I believe, was it Yandi? It was sometime in like 2018, either for like Ye or for Yandi, that we saw studio photos. Maybe it was Jesus is King. Jesus is King 2019. That just had like a judo throw, like Putin doing a judo throw on the wall. And it said like, always listen to Young Putin. So he's compared himself to Putin in the past, not just on the Drink Champs interview, but that was the most recent time of that. And then the artist who vocally supported Trump during his presidency, ran his own presidential campaign in 2020, but ultimately only qualified for ballot access in 12 states. Was that even needed there? Like, what's the point of that? Russia is currently a center of conflict after it amassed about 100,000 troops on the Ukraine border for a possible invasion, although Russian officials have said there are no such plans. The Russian military maneuver official says in a response to NATO's eastward expansion, officials say is in response to NATO's eastward expansion, and Moscow has determined NATO pull back troops, has demanded NATO pull back troops from its member countries that border Russia. The conflict has aggravated already tense relations between Washington and the Kremlin, while threatening to destabilize the region and redraw Europe's post-Cold War boundaries. So this is the backdrop for Ye's trip to Russia. Like, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to go to Russia and meet with some land developers. It's like, I'm going to go to Russia and meet with some land developers that may have like had something to do with tampering in the US election. And then it just happens to be when there's like a mounting conflict between Russia and NATO that could spill over into actual like armed battle, which is just whew. And the thing I was talking about up front of, I think that was in this take, I've done this video like five times now. If you're just like, Chris seems a little like wired, that's why. I've been doing this for an hour. But in one of the takes, I mentioned up front that there was some drama that could happen, come out of Ye working with the Galarovs. And one of the things would be that because of what's going on in Russia right now, because of the Russian election interference that was so talked about in 2016, 2017, 2018. And then now you have so much talk about Ye's like 2020 campaign was taken over by Russian operatives, or not Russian, Republican election operatives. Republican election and Russian Republican election just go together in my brain. But you have people like Daily Beast just saying like, Ye's campaign claimed to be independent, but they were working with GOP election operatives. And it's like, yeah, because Ye says he's conservative and would have ran as a Republican. I remember, I at least recall him saying that he would have ran as Republican if Trump wasn't the nominee. At which point it makes sense to me why he would hire GOP election operatives, right? You think if Bernie Sanders didn't get the Democratic nomination, decided to run as an independent anyway, that he probably would hire some Democratic election operatives just because he is a Democrat for so much of his career, even though he's more on the far left of Democrats and progressive Democrat. I don't think he would just hire completely independent election campaign staff because he was running as an independent. So anyway, but just because there's been such a conflation of Ye with like the GOP, and there was a conflation of the GOP and Russia, that now that Ye is now talking with like Russia, and specifically with two people that were involved in the US election, there's just going to be some place that thinks it's being like big brain, galactic brain, and trying to make this connection and argument that now like something's going on. Like, I'm just exhausted already by like imagining these talking points that are going to take place. And I hope, even if somebody does write the article, that it doesn't pick up like traction, but you know people are going to be posting it, reposting it. Ugh, exhausting. But that's like focusing on like the negative aspects of this. The positive aspects, like if Ye does get an opportunity to build a city somewhere and does have like backing, like that would be awesome to see. It would also be awesome for Russian Kanye fans to be able to see him live, which is great. Anyway, so if Russia does invade Ukraine, the United States and its allies have threatened new sanctions that would exceed those imposed in 2014 after Russia's annexation of Crimea. Putin has warned that such sanctions would lead to a complete rupture of U.S.-Russian relations. This is the backdrop. On Monday, American and Russian diplomats held negotiations in Geneva, marking the first of a series of discussions between NATO and Russian officials scheduled to take place across Europe this week. Maybe Ye shows up and just like is the negotiator we've needed this entire time. You know, maybe it might be. He's just like, yo, Vladimir, I think you're awesome. U.S. can be pretty awesome. Why don't we just all get along? And it's like, yes. And then everything's good. That would be a wonderful conclusion to the tensions, I do think. While new U.S. sanctions against Russia could shut down travel between the countries, U.S. citizens are currently permitted to travel to Russia under certain conditions. This is Ye. Ye is going to get there regardless. What are they going to say? He's going to be a special guest of the Agalarovs, says Sudan. Kanye knows what's going on more than the average human being. He's well aware of things, and it's nothing against the United States or to cause conflict, but Ye is Ye. He can't be controlled, which just makes me laugh because in 2018, Putin changed his stance on the genre, saying it should be controlled. And then here with the Rolling Stone article, you can just see Kanye's various representatives appear to be at odds over whether or not the rapper entrepreneur, that's not the way to phrase, just like the artist, like entrepreneur. I mean, Ye has been pretty vocal about not referring to him as a rapper. Now, legally known as Ye, there it is, right? is planning on pursuing showbiz and business ventures in Russia. On Tuesday, Billboard reported that West was plotting a trip, but potentially yada, yada, yada. Amir Sudan, a friend and associate, said he was plotting the trip with lawyer Scott Balber, who works with the Azerbaijani Russian billionaire property developer Aras Agalarov and his son Emin, who's also a popular musician in Russia. And then here, they just get to the Trump Tower meeting like right up front, and then put the other stuff about the pageant and Trump Tower second, which I just like the difference in ordering, right? Like Billboard kind of buries the lead, but does do it like chronologically. It goes from like the Miss USA pageant to the towers to like election meddling to now what, starting with the Trump Tower meeting and then going back to like, you know, remember the fun times where we put on the pageants. But while Sudan appeared gung-ho about West's potential goings-on in Russia, gung-ho about the going-ons. That's good. A nice poetry there. A PR rep for the rapper. You just got to keep going back to the rapper. Don't like it. You know, John, don't like it. Pierre Rouget shot down the story, telling Rolling Stone in an email, entirely fabricated. Work of fiction or wishful thinking from these Russian people, which I don't know if that's the best way to frame it, because it's Amir that's saying it, and Amir is not like a Russian person, and Scott Balber, who is also involved, is not a Russian person. So is it like Pierre saying that, like, what? Like, I'm confused. It's such like an at odds thing. So is it like a PR rep, like this PR rep is calling Ye's friend like a liar at that point, which is kind of like a harsh thing to throw at Amir. Strange. So neither Sudan nor Balber immediately returned Rolling Stone's request for comment. Publicist Rob Goldstone, a rep for Emin, who served as the conduit between him and Donald Trump Jr. for the Trump Tower meeting, said he could confirm these are talks going on, but declined to comment further. And then the question is, like, are the talks between like Balber and Amir on behalf of Ye? So like Amir is just like, oh, I think Ye would be interested to this and this, let me reach out. Or is it something where Ye is like, yo, Amir, go reach out, I'm interested in this. Has Ye been involved in the talks at all? There's so much that we don't no. And why would the PR rep be so voracious in the denial, right? Like, And then if you are the PR rep for Ye, do you just immediately deny like that? Or do you go to Ye and you're like, excuse me, how would you like me to deal with this comment? I'm so interested in knowing the background of what's going on between all these people and conversations. Like, it's very fascinating to me. Okay. 25 minutes. I'm so sorry. But neither Sudan nor Balber immediately. Okay. Should West trip to Moscow materialize, Sudan offer grand, albeit vague, details about what would come of it. Yada, yada, yada. Emin is a genuine star. But on top of all the general uncertainties over West's potential trip. Yeah. And then all of that. and then West may face some logistical difficulties. So we see like almost the same exact structure to both articles, except this one's like, we have a person saying that no, none of this is true. So who knows where this is at, what will come of it, if Ye will go to Russia, if he won't go to Russia, if he'll post about this, like he might just post something to his Instagram story commenting on it, or we'll just have to wait and see until the springtime to be like, is Ye still here or is he in Russia? Like, he might suddenly just appear in Russia one day and we'll be like, all right, all of that was true. Or it might never happen. And 2 years from now, we'll be like, do you remember when Ye was supposed to go to Russia? Whatever happened to that? So I, for one, look forward to either situation and what will happen, because I'm infinitely curious about this and have clearly, because this is the longest video I've made in a minute. And I'm just blown away, because it's not just like Ye going to Russia. That's one thing, right? And the opportunities there for Kanye fans and the opportunities for development. It's just the people involved and then the ways in which the media might spin this, as well as just like the current backdrop of Russia against NATO and tensions between America and Russia that makes all of this so dramatic on so many levels. I mean, reality will often be just not that dramatic. Like, Ye might go and it's fine and he comes back, but just like, what a epic backdrop for some like heroic story of Kanye going to Russia and stopping war. Like, that's the way it plays out in my brain, which, you know, me being a novelist and all, I can't help but elaborate. So anyway, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this. If not, if you watched this far and you did not enjoy it, wow, like, I applaud you. And if you did enjoy it and you watched this far, I applaud you as well. Even a little louder, you know, and a little longer, because, you know, you're the one. You're the one that I do this for, because I know it's just like one person that's watching this part of the video. So anyway, until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.